Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
This NBA season, every shot you take with Fanatics Sportsbook puts points on the board. Earn up to 10% fan cash on your bets, win or lose. So even if your bet misses, you're still scoring fan cash, which unlocks exclusive rewards like authentic apparel, game tickets, and meeting legends at Fanatics events. Make the switch and turn every bet into a bucket with Fanatics Sportsbook. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or 1-800-522-4700. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
Funny thing happened on the way to a Ravens victory last night, up 40-25 with 4 minutes to go. They ended up losing 41-40. Cordell Woodland covers the Ravens and the Orioles for us here at 105.7 The Fan. And he joins us courtesy of the Window Nation Fan Guest Hotline. And Cordell, thank you as always for joining us. So what stood out to you about the collapse last night?
Outside of the collapse, I mean, it's just a lot of the same old, same old. I mean, shame on me for actually at one point in the fourth quarter thinking that it was over.
Me
shame
too.
On me. I don't even know why I allowed myself to step right into the same bear trap that I've stepped into 1,000 times before. I thought they'd win. I thought they'd be a 1-point game. I did say that. I just thought it'd go the other way. But I mean, what can you say? What can you say? I mean, this is a team that dominated a lot of last night's game, put up a historic performance offensively, and couldn't stop a nosebleed. Yet again, a crucial turnover turns out to be the difference in the game, them committing the turnover, not being able to force turnovers, and that was such a big deal for this defense all summer, all camp, which, to their credit, they did a lot of throughout camp, but it didn't carry over to the game. You're not able to get to the quarterback in critical moments of the game. Stop me if you've heard that before. Just lack of execution and lack of an ability to play a 64 minutes of football against a team that you can't beat on the road. They keep going to Buffalo and they keep losing. And I could sit here and talk till I'm blue in the face and say how much better I think the Ravens are than the Bills. Doesn't matter because they don't show it on the field. And look, the Ravens are good enough to beat, 97-98% of the league. But two of the teams that they're going to have to get through to get there, they're not going to beat them if they're only going to play 55 minutes of football. It's just not going to work.
Yeah, Ravens are now 3-9 against Patrick Mahomes and Josh Allen, including the playoffs. But Cordell, unfortunately, the double-digit leads in the second half being blown, that has been a common theme for this team going on years now. How much do you place on John Harbaugh, these collapses?
I mean, you gotta put a hefty share on Harbaugh's plate. He's a part of all of those, and the margins aren't that wide when you especially in matchups like that, you know, against teams like Buffalo, where you would think your season ends the way that it did last year and they would want to go back out there and try to do the reverse. And instead, I mean, it was almost very, very similar to how last year went, just a couple of details differently. But overall, it's the same thing, just not being able to finish. But, yeah, some of it has to fall at John's feet because some of the common factors in some of those collapses is clock management, timeout management, which could fall under that, execution and pivotal moments of the games the finer details kind of being overlooked, whether it's special teams, defense, offense, doesn't matter. Play calling going conservative at times that it shouldn't. And, you know, the fourth and three last night, that one is just so head scratching to me because, all right, I get it. Lamar's talking about he's cramping. I don't even think John, I think John was already prepared to go for it. I mean, to punt.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He was capitulating.
I think he already had his mind made up. Yep. He was going to punt the ball. And that to me, that concerns me because now I have to bring into question his feel of the game. Because how could you watch the game up to that point and think your defense was going to go out there and do anything other than what they had done the rest of the game? If you're going to lose, I think a lot of people in Baltimore today would be okay if the Ravens go for it, don't get it, and end up losing the game. Because why? You went down on the limbs of your best players going out there, and you lost the game by trying to put the ball in their hands. So be it. But you trapped that defense out there that has been shredded to just pieces all the way up until that point. They still get no pressure when they had to. That, to me, was not only did he literally punt the ball away, but I think he punted the game away by not going for it on that fourth down.
Are we sure? Are we sure? Are we sure that the defense is playoff caliber? Like, is elite? Like, I've been saying every day on this show for the last 100 and some days since last season ended, they're an impact pass rusher away from me thinking they're going to win a Super Bowl. Like, are we sure? We sure about the personnel on defense?
I mean, I don't know.
I know Buffalo's special.
Yes. I mean, but even personnel-wise on paper, you should like the matchup with that Ravens secondary against the Bills wide receiver.
Yeah.
At one point last night, I tweeted, you're starting to see the lack of talent at receiver for Buffalo start to bite them a little bit, because at one point they were bottling them up. At one point they weren't giving up explosive plays, especially on some of the money down. But eventually that changed. And when you're getting beat by Josh Palmer, it wasn't even Khalil Shakir. I mean, look, I'll give Keon Coleman credit. He looked really good last night, and maybe he will look more of the part than he did last year. You hope so, it's year two. But also what gives me a little bit of And what brings me back down to earth a little bit is you look around the league, defense was bad for the most part across the board in week one. A lot of top defenses didn't look good this week. And week one is always weird. So I do think it's a little bit of that, but it is concerning that some of the issues that have plagued them in years past and that we were hoping would be fixed over the course of this offseason, with some of the additions that they did make, it didn't look like none of those changed at all.
Should Jair Alexander been on that football field?
It didn't look like it. It didn't look like it. I mean, especially late, all right? Especially late once you start to see he ain't got it tonight, you know?
Yeah.
And everybody in the building obviously knew it, because every time they needed a play, where'd the ball go? Wherever 23 was. So, I mean, ironically enough, he gets his ankles broken and stumbles into a tackle that I don't even think he was trying to make. But that's the way the cookie crumbled for him last night. So, yeah, and I'll be honest, I was surprised that he looked as bad as he did. And I have to take a step back in the sense of I thought that he could be a guy that could play on Sundays without a lot of practice throughout the week. And maybe that can be the case over the course of time, but he missed a lot of the back end of training camp. I think that showed up. I don't think he's in football shape. I wonder how he's feeling today. That's a big concern for me. I wanted to get to that with John today, but didn't get to. But I do wonder how he's feeling today, because you're kind of holding your breath with this guy, not only because he struggled on the field last night, but just because of his injury history.
Let's close with this. Obviously, game one, and we've talked a lot, and you know this, the players don't play in the preseason. So it's going to be rust all over the league week one. How much of what you saw last night do you chalk up to rust, and how much should you feel like, do you feel like this can get better? How much better?
Well, I mean, it will get better for them, because like I said, they're good enough to beat majority of the league. Now, it ain't going to always be pretty. I think some of that of them playing with their food a little bit will still be the case. I'm curious to see how this week goes for them against Cleveland, who, look, I think they're going to end up winning, but I don't know. You know, they lost to the Raiders and Colts at home the last couple of years. I don't think that they're going to dominate the Browns because that's just not the way it typically goes for them. Some of it is week one. Some of it is they played a really good team in a tough environment after, like you said, really not getting any preseason run. I mean, this is their first real game since the playoff loss last year. So some of it is that. I think it's all of the above. You can still have concerns about what you saw while also being realistic and understanding that it's very early in the season. Guys are not in tip-top shape right now. Guys are not at their peak performance levels right now. So you're going to get some ugly football at times. I talked about tackling being an issue all week, and that's partially what was a little bit of their issue last night. So I think they'll get better over time. But my thing is, can you beat the Buffaloes or the Kansas Cities or any other team in the AFC that pushes you to the limit when it matters? And until they show me that they can, I'm going to continue to question it.
Cordell Woodland, always great, man. When are you back on?
Me and Ben, we'll be back Friday. We'll be back Friday night. Nice. That'll be our new night. So we'll put a bow on week one and start to look ahead to the Browns. And I'm sure we'll talk a lot of college football as well.
Awesome. Fresh take coming up this Friday evening. Cordell, thanks as always, buddy. We'll talk soon.
Thanks, guys.
Coming up at 5:30, we will ask the question about how much of this do we put at the feet of John Harbaugh. But coming up next, we want to hear from the people. 410-583-1057. Who are you blaming after this disastrous loss last night? We hear from the people.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Other sportsbooks just don't hit right. But FanCash makes switching to Fanatics easy. Only Fanatics gives you up to 10% FanCash back on all bets, win or lose, which you can use to unlock the world of Fanatics. From more bets and game tickets to signed memorabilia and one-of-a-kind experiences only Fanatics can offer. Switch to Fanatics Sportsbook and let the FanCash roll in. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
ARK Raiders. A multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer. First 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Next here on The Fan. Time to hear from the people. 410-583-1057. Ravens with quite an epic collapse. And according to people that cover the league, what they're seeing from this team over the last few years, Ravens by far have the most losses since 2022 when leading by 9 to 16 points in the fourth quarter. Ravens are 25-6. No team has more than two losses other than the Ravens. Also 17 double-digit losses from the Ravens, games where they've
That's
had
a lot,
double-digit lead. Let's go out to the phone lines. 410-583-1057. Let's go to Mike in Severna Park. Mike, you're on the Fan.
Hey, what's up, guys? How you doing? Happy Monday, man.
Happy Monday.
You guys probably talked about this. I just feel like there's a repetitiveness. I have to put it back of him. She went horrible on some level.
Mm-hmm.
It's coming kind of stale. I don't know, trickle-down coaching, the coordinators back and forth and so forth. I know he's been here since 2008, and I think a change is needed at that level. I don't know why DaCosta for the life didn't make that trade for Parsons, because watching, especially on ESPN, they break the game down.
Well, Silent Steve's not paying $180 million. Like, that's they're not going to make him the highest paid defensive player in the history of the game. They don't do that around here.
We have a 2 to 3 year window with the contracts and the age of this team right now. And that's the most glaring thing to me watching film, is we don't have, it's not a pass rusher like Von Noor gets 10 sacks, but a guy to get the scheme against on the defensive side of the ball. And I will let you go. Thank you.
They're a pass rusher short. I mean, they're definitely a pass rusher short.
They've Michael been a Parsons is a little short. More than a pass
but
rusher.
But they're not. They wouldn't entertain that. I mean, that's not even. They let Clowney leave for a couple million bucks. They're smarter doing it their way.
They also did at the time make Roquan Smith the highest paid inside linebacker, and they just made Kyle Hamilton.
That ain't no pass rush.
And they made Kyle Hamilton the highest paid safety.
Stanley at one time.
Yeah.
Those guys don't get paid like edge rushers, and they're trying to do it differently.
Yes.
It's not really working. Money downs, money plays, and money games, they keep coming up short, even though the deck from a defensive standpoint is totally stacked in their favor.
Let's go to Brian in Owings Mills. Brian, you're on the Fan.
Hey, guys, what's going on, man? Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
What's up, Kenny?
What's going on, dude?
All right, man. Listen, you know, one of the things I wanted to mention, too, that's been disturbing for me with this team is that front four is bad. I mean, like, if you think about our track rest, in the track history, we had Haloti Ngata, Sam Adams, Goose, Dalton. You know, we used to be able to push that pocket. These guys they can't control their gaps. They overpaid Matabike. I don't think he's that good.
Nah.
You know, I think he just looked good when he was next to, what's his name?
That's right, what's his name? Calais Campbell?
No, not Campbell, the other edge rusher we had.
Everybody
wants to bring him back.
Clowney?
Clowney. And he had good numbers that year. He's playing next to Clowney, but it just can't get pressure. They don't seal the gap. Well, they was able to run on us, and that's one thing the Ravens used to do is –
I don't think people are really running on him. I mean, the quarterback scrambled, but I mean, Cook had a run here or there, but like, I don't think the problem is people don't need to run on him.
Yeah.
I don't think you can let Matabike leave your building. Like, you got to pay the freight there. The problem is, I don't think they have anybody who is individually special on the edge. And so that tends to show up when it matters most.
And like you said, Jason, they gave up a run or two. The Bills averaged 3.5 yards per carry. I mean, that's nothing.
And even Allen wasn't taking off and running till he had to in the fourth quarter.
Let's grab Martin in Pasadena. Martin, you're on the Fan.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Hey there.
Thanks for taking my call. I think the biggest problem was that the offense took their foot off the gas, and the defense was out there forever, and they just got worn out, and they wasn't able to keep up the same intensity that they had in the beginning of the game. And then what was that at the end of the first half when they
let them get a field goal?
When it was 7 seconds in the play that they ran, they had everybody back, so Allen was able to sit in the pocket and look for where he wanted to. It was like playing sandlot football.
Yeah,
it was 7-on-7.
And throw it to him.
Yeah, and watch it. Appreciate the call. Watch that play again. For some reason, they had Kyle Van Noy out there. without and he wasn't rushing. So why not take him off to bring another safety? He was lost in space, and so he's out in front of where the tight end catches the ball before, I think it was Marlon, throws him out of bounds. Like, what is Kyle Van Noy doing out on the field
there? Doesn't matter if he throws it down to the 1 yard line. If you keep him in bounds,
yes,
it, none of them, it's garbage yards.
No,
it's
but my
filler.
Point is, Van Noy's like, they're basically playing 10 on 11 because he doesn't know where the hell he's going in that on that play. Like, why is he out there?
It made no sense to rush no one. They're at midfield. You just needed that one chunk play to get in. And 7 seconds, that's enough time. Like, to not rush anyone
It's not just
no
the
sense.
End of games. They're not great at the end of AFC.
No, we've
been talking
seen,
about it since Bobby D was on the show, and that's been a couple years now.
Jason, we've been talking about them giving up field goals at the end of halves all the time.
Yeah, look, they're going to beat a lot of teams. We're going to get back to January. Hopefully they're relatively healthy. But if DaCosta sits this trade deadline out, and look, Parsons, I mean, a lot of guys have already been traded, so like, or just recently signed, or so I don't know how many options are going to be out there for pass rush.
Dolphins are going to be
involved. Yeah, Dolphins going to be open for business.
Yes, no, that whole team's going to be open.
Matt Judon.
Yeah, but I don't know why they didn't go ahead and do something more significant in the offseason. I don't get it when you're this close. I don't get it.
Come back. John Harbaugh has been here since 2008. So while lots of things have changed, the head coach has not. So how much of this pattern of losing is at the feet of John Harbaugh? We'll discuss next here on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them. To break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman. New season streaming November 16th. Only on Paramount Plus.
Other sportsbooks just don't hit right. But FanCash makes switching to Fanatics easy. Only Fanatics gives you up to 10% FanCash back on all bets, win or lose, which you can use to unlock the world of Fanatics. From more bets and game tickets to signed memorabilia and one-of-a-kind experiences only Fanatics can offer. Switch to Fanatics Sportsbook and let the fan cash roll in. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
ARK Raiders. A multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Yeah, I told him that I just questioned whether he actually graduated from Notre Dame or not. That's what I questioned him on. You know, it's like I thought that was one of the most foolish things I've ever seen. So he agreed, and it should never happen again.
It's John Harbaugh today. Asked about Kyle Hamilton. He had the pick on the two-point conversion. He then came out in the end zone, threw it back to Kyle Van Noy, the presence of mind to get out of the end zone himself before taking a knee. If he took a knee in the end zone, it would have been a safety, a one-point safety, which is one of those new rules now because of the two-point conversion. I don't think we've ever had the one-point safety.
They said they haven't. Yeah,
so that would have been the first time ever to get the one-point safety on a two-point conversion, but he got out.
It almost sounds like it might have been worth it.
Yeah, and
make some history.
More
you're already well on your way.
Yeah.
Sounded a little testy there, huh? That's interesting. I wonder what the players thought of, like, I don't know, your offensive play calling in that championship game where you refused to run on Kansas City's lightning-ass defensive front.
I wonder what they thought
of your punt, your capitulating, cowardly punt at the end of the game. I wonder what putting your wrecked defense back out there. I wonder what they thought of that. I wonder what this defense would look like without Kyle Hamilton.
It sounded partially tongue-in-cheek, but there was definitely some truth there.
They are a low IQ football team.
They definitely are smart
guys, but when they get together, boy, they know how to self-destruct.
Trenton Simpson sliding into the end zone with a punt. Like, that was a 19-yard mistake.
12 men on the field for an extra point attempt. Yeah. We could go on.
So a couple of stats. Josh Jabeau from AP had the stat earlier today. The Ravens have had 17 blown double-digit leads. That's the most under John Harbaugh. Most by any coach since 91. Harbaugh's only been the coach since 2008. The other one was Mike Sando posted this earlier today, and this is since 2022. Games where you lead by 9 to 16 points in the fourth quarter since that year, the Ravens are 25-6, so they played by far the most games, but no other team has more than two losses. So that's four. That's three times as many as any other team.
So we put up a poll. IA 105.7 The Fan is how you can vote on. 6 hours to go, so get your vote in. Yet another devastating loss for a Ravens franchise intent on choking away fourth quarter leads season after season. Players and coordinators have changed, but same outcomes in critical spots. So we ask Ravens flock, if this trend continues through 2025, does the coach have to change? Over 1,800 votes. 68.9%.
Oh, come on, Bone.
It falls on the coach.
You're better than
31.1%. It's not his fault.
We've been doing this show going on 6 years, and there have been people calling for Harbaugh's head since we started.
Yeah.
I've always had a lot of different ways to deflect and sort of reframe and reconsider. But you can't start your season that way after the troubles they've had. And I got to say, we gave it a lot of run this summer because I thought it was very telling. You've got players, I felt like, being very forthright and open about their issues, getting over the hump and what's holding them back, being them, and them acknowledging that where we've gotten so far, as talented as we are, isn't good enough. And you got Harbs coming in playing word games, and I object to this, and I object to that, and biblical this, and that, and we are not Super Bowl or bust, and you idiots never played the game, so you don't get it. It struck me as a dude already in excuse-making mode in case it didn't get where it's supposed to get. And then you have a debacle like that where all of your same foibles come up again, and you are at the forefront of it as an incredibly well-paid, long-tenured head coach. And even he couldn't own it the way I thought he would have afterwards. And then even hearing that Hamilton clip, dude, you're part of the problem. Like, this isn't happening around you. It's all under your auspices. It's under your management. They're your coordinators. On game day, they're your players. You decide who's up and who's not. You decide ultimately how much Jaire Alexander plays when he shows you his ass right away, and you had to know he shouldn't have been ready to play in the first place. Like, schemes, all of it ultimately comes down on you. And we've gone through plenty of players and plenty of coordinators, and it keeps happening. You don't like the mentality in the fourth quarter, and you want to talk about it almost abstractly as if you're not a part of it. Do something to change it. Like, it's impossible to me. It is impossible that this is how they started the season.
It's shocking. It's an inexcusable loss to begin the season. And I'm not fully on your side, Jason, but I will say, if that game that happened last night happens in the playoffs, he has to.
I'm not saying to fire him now. It'd be asinine to fire him now. I'm just saying he's on the clock for me.
But
this is an unsuccessful season by normal metrics, and they keep melting down in the fourth quarter.
For me, he's gone.
I think the context matters because the AFC Championship, I put a ton on John Harbaugh. I put a ton on John Harbaugh. Now, last year's playoff game, how much can I put on John? When you lose the turnover battle 3-0 and Mark Andrews has a debacle of a game.
But there was a shambles like this against against Minshew again.
Back-to-back
that
years.
That helped put it in the position where sure. You're playing in the snow up there instead of being here.
I'm with you. But this type of double-digit debacle that happens time after time, and you said it, Jason, we've seen different coordinators. Hey, you lost with Wink when it was cover zero. You lost with Zach Orr where you're not blitzing anyone at all. Yep. You had Derrick Henry. You don't have Derrick Henry. Like, we've
seen Kyle Hamilton in the box. Kyle Hamilton, free safety.
We've seen it so many different ways. And as the head coach of this football team, you have to wear it.
So Jason had a fun idea earlier, and he's got a poll on his personal account. The Steelers and Ravens fan bases are pretty frustrated with their future Hall of Fame coaches. So I asked you, Ravens flock and Steelers nation, would you be down to swap coaches? Harbs to Pitt, Tomlin to Baltimore. Dudes have very similar careers. What do you say? Well, 62.5% no thanks.
That's an upset for me. I thought people would have
Because the question is, and I've asked it to people a million times, who do you go on to? If the team is on the cusp, how many people you think can step right in and just do the job and are proven to do the job who are on the street? And I don't want like a Mike McCarthy type, but this actually would make sense.
Gruden?
Harbaugh in that city. No. No.
He's on the street.
How did it go in with the Raiders? The second and third times are not usually. For every Belichick who leaves Cleveland in the dust and finds the greatest quarterback in the history of the world and has a dynasty in New England, I can give you a bunch of guys that didn't work out for.
Andy Reid.
How are you getting Andy Reid?
No, I mean, he second time.
Joe Gibbs?
Yeah.
How'd that go?
No, not good.
Parcells in Dallas? How was that?
Joe Gibbs did get a team to the playoffs.
I mean, I covered that team. I don't even get me started.
Who'd you have? Was that Brad Johnson?
No, that was
Jason Campbell.
Brunell.
Mark Brunell.
I do think this would be interesting, though. He could play up there. He gets their culture. Tomlin gets this culture. They're so similar. Like, they have some of the same warts, but they're not totally similar. And I do think Mike Tomlin
would be a different vibe
on the fourth quarter. Maybe he would give somebody a look. Maybe he would say something to somebody that got them to keep their foot on the pedal. And I'm not saying that Tomlin doesn't have his faults, but like, the cities are so similar. I don't know, man. I think it would be wild.
For what it's worth, while the messages might be stale here, in the new places, it'd be fresh.
Be totally different.
Yeah, I'd go in a different direction for me.
I'm looking forward to your TMI with a list of viable candidates. Unless you just want to go total young guy or whatever.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, I just think Tomlin and Harbaugh, they're so similar, man. Like, there's a lot of the faults that we're talking about Harbaugh, like, they're talking about. Again, Mike Tomlin has won one playoff game in four different seasons. Mm. He won a Super Bowl with Bill Cowher's team
his
second year as head coach of the Steelers.
He's never had a Lamar Jackson.
He had the Killer Bees, which Hall of Fame quarterback, Hall of Fame receiver.
But as human beings, that was the defense. I'd
was
say
damn
he did
good.
Pretty good with those guys, considering what we know about them now.
Two playoff games, three playoff. Like, come on, like I and Tomlin's going to be in Canton as well with John Harbaugh, but I would just go in a different direction.
I would love to have Mike Tomlin here.
Well, that for the press conferences alone, I would kind of enjoy it. But
Just like, is that a huge upgrade over John Harbaugh? I don't know.
I don't know that you're going to get a necessarily upgrade, but I think it's
different.
It's different yet similar enough that like where he is in his life, where he is in his career arc, dude, it would be amazing. Could you imagine if they traded Harbaugh for Tomlin?
Straight up.
He's sick of there. You know, Rodgers retires. It ends wherever it ends. Wild card, whatever. These guys losing the wild card. They're making similar money.
Stranger things have happened.
I don't know. Now, would Tomlin want to come here and work for DaCosta? And would Harbaugh want to go there and work for Omar Khan? I don't know.
Yeah, I don't. They're into personal stuff.
But they've got existing contracts, and they can be traded.
Yeah. Hey, we will come back. It's something to think about. We'll come back, get the text of the day, preview tomorrow's show. Get you ready for Infinity Sports Radio, which leads into Westwood One's coverage on Monday Night Football right here on
Trade
the Fan.
Steve.
Oh, man, we ran a little late with that Harbaugh-Tomlin stuff. But
yeah, running hot.
Sashi, yeah. Make the trade. Make it happen. Broker that, Sashi.
Yeah.
Why
is
it Sashi?
Yeah. I'd throw in it's a pick. I'd be move. Willing to throw in a pick, at least a five. Yeah, I'd probably crazy. Go higher.
You'd go higher.
I'd go as high as a three.
Really?
I go as high as a three.
Three and Harbaugh three for Tomlin?
Yes.
I think they have to give up the pick.
I agree.
Yeah. Harbaugh's more postseason success.
I think Harbaugh's making more. You got to understand. Yeah. This is an ownership thing.
Yeah.
Oh, I think he's making more.
You know I more believe than you. Me.
Hey, let's get the text of the day.
Check one, two, check.
Text of the day comes from Devin in Baltimore, who says, people can say it's only week one, but we will have this loss in the back of our head for the rest of the season. A two-score lead won't be enough for me until the clock hits zero.
Can't argue with that.
Yeah.
Facts.
It's in their heads. You can't tell me it's not. When inevitably, they're going to have a double-digit lead
yes.
at some point, yes. and the team's going to be coming back. It's, oh, God, here we go again. Hey, here we go again. Like
they've
it's
got
human nature.
To score yes. more slowly.
Yeah.
They've got to score more
Here's
slowly.
Here's the other thing.
40 points on 50 plays, is that your? That's a disservice to Harbs and the defense.
It's the highest explosive play rate
in
the decade.
I'm telling you, you put a team policy in, Derrick Henry gets more than 40 yards downfield, stop, drop, and roll. Down yourself, let them tag you. We're going to burn another couple minutes off, and then we'll just run that play again and pick up the other 30 there.
You confident
we
they
do
know
that?
How to
we do that two or
clock?
Three times a day. I mean, two, three times a game, you're good. That'll save you from yourself.
You confident they can manage the clock, though?
I mean, this will help. This should help, shouldn't it?
Here's my thing, and I know we've joked about this, and we've gotten a little angry about it, too, but like at the end of the day, you scored 40 points. You should have been able to kill these guys. The defense and the coaching, they got to take responsibility for this. They got to wear this. With all due respect to Looper and Derrick Henry, and like the offense did their job. They scored 40 points on the road. Like, defense, get a stop. Just one. Is that too much to ask? One stop.
Yeah, it was last night.
But once you get up 15 in the fourth quarter, yeah.
Yeah, like Jair Alexander's got like tire marks on his
That's
back.
That's on them. That's on them.
Like, I'm not putting any of this on the offense, man. They scored 40 in somebody else's house.
They averaged almost 9 yards a play.
So that's that. Like we can nitpick. Like Mark
Harbs
Andrews
for Tomlin, Tomlin for Harbs.
It's crazy,
huh? It makes a lot of sense, dude.
I'll be watching Monday Night Football night thinking about this. Bone, what do we have on tomorrow's show?
You're really not old enough to.
Yeah, that's the point.
You can't really speak about early career. Tomlin, can
yeah,
you?
Yeah, I was.
When are you allowed to really start speaking
grade.
About their
seventh
careers?
The Barber Lace Principle.
Just made it. Yeah. Just made it.
Oriole Hall of Famer Mike Bordick will be joining us. Pete Prisco.
He'll never be an IA Hall of Famer, by the way.
You tell him that.
He'll never. I've told him.
Tell him tomorrow. Tough guy.
Yeah.
I'll tell him.
All right.
I'll tell
Pete
him.
Pete Prisco is.
Yeah,
oh,
you
man.
Tell him.
Geez.
Oh,
there
that way,
go.
Ben.
Hey.
Well, taking over the world.
Right. Didn't he burn one of it? Didn't he burn
oh,
you
yeah, he just, he
supposedly,
totally...
but the show runs better without him.
Oh! Wow. Wow, Bellway Ben.
Man. There you go.
Bellway Ben will never be angry again when I call him to bring him on tomorrow. I mean, he always is.
Yeah.
Nobody deals with more than Pete. Him and Aditi.
Wow. Wow. Aditi catch this right. Bellway Ben never going to share a milk with Pete Prisco. That's for damn sure.
Or Aditi.
I think Bellway Ben needs a nap. It's been a long stretch for him. You going to take a nap before Monday Night Football?
Absolutely not.
Hey,
I don't believe in naps.
By the way,
time.
Props to Beltway Ben for post-game last night.
Dude.
First, excellent job. And you did it with one post-game cut. That's
crazy.
That's Hall of Fame level right there.
That's putting the station on your back.
Man. Good job, man.
Hey, turned around. He had all production ready for WannaBet.
Yeah.
I don't know when the man slept.
Hey. Tune in after games for the Baltimore game.
Harbs for
show.
Tomlin. Make it happen, Sashi. Sashi, you can do this.
Infinity Sports Radio coming next.
I have faith in you.
Followed by
Throwing
Monday Night
picks.
Football. Westwood
Throwing
One's coverage
picks.
Of Monday Night Football here on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
This NBA season, every shot you take with Fanatics Sportsbook puts points on the board. Earn up to 10% fan cash on your bets, win or lose. So even if your bet misses, you're still scoring fan cash, which unlocks exclusive rewards like authentic apparel, game tickets, and meeting legends at Fanatics events. Make the switch and turn every bet into a bucket with Fanatics Sportsbook. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or 1-800-522-4700. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.